Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sandar. So today I want to talk to you about creativity and innovation. Now you might be thinking this is a strange topic to be choosing to talk about in the middle of lockdown and a pandemic. But actually, I think this could be a really opportunistic time to drive creativity and innovation, but it requires us to take control of our stress and anxiety. Now, if we take a step back a bit and pretend this isn't happening, I want to just take you back to corporate life. I used to love the months of July, August, and December at work because it was a chance when the whole pace of work slowed down. People would go off on summer holidays and work would be happening at a slower pace where I had finally had a chance to get all the things I needed to get done. But then I could focus on all the things I would love to do. And in a way, that's where we are now, albeit in a very surreal situation, far, far more extreme. But this could be an opportunistic time to drive creativity and innovation. And it requires, as I said, taking control of stress and anxiety. Now, one of the things that really helped me through, and I didn't know at the time, with managing stress, was reflective practice. And for those of you who know me and know our organization, you'll know how much of an advocate we are for reflective practice. And for those of you who have heard this story, I'm really sorry, I'm about to tell you again. But it was my journey into reflective practice that really made me realize how powerful it is. So back in my days of being a pharmacist, I was an area manager overseeing 26 units. And I'd been 3 years into the role. The first 2 years were tough. Had to make lots of changes to management positions in my team. And I finally got a fantastic team in place, and they were fantastic. And we were getting some brilliant results, some of the best in the UK. And I remember my manager at the time catching up with me. We had a one-to-one and we were in the middle of Birmingham at a pub. And she said, "How are your figures?" And I said, "Great. Have you seen the results?" Now, knowing how good our results were really mattered to me. We'd worked hard for them. I had a fantastic team who delivered those results. And she said, "Yeah, I've seen the results, but how are you doing?" And I couldn't understand what she was talking about. Now, just for context, I had the most amazing manager. She was brilliant and gave me some insights I never would have gained any other way. And she said, "I'll tell you what you're going to do. I'm going to get you to take some time to reflect." And she didn't just say it. She rang my area secretary at the time and said, "Clear Amrit's diary for every Wednesday afternoon. He's going to be taking time to reflect." And then she said to me, "Failure to follow instructions from a line manager is a disciplinary offence. You will do this. You're going to take time to reflect." Now, again, I was her best performer. I couldn't understand what was going on. But little did I know the value this was going to add to my life. I went on and took some time to reflect and dealt with some challenges that I hadn't dealt with for a while that were really playing on my mind. Hadn't realised it. You know, I'd be up in the morning very early, coming home late at night, skipping lunch because I was just absorbed in work. And the time to reflect was really powerful. And it allowed me to realize that I could work in a far smarter fashion than the way I was doing at the time. And it was that moment that allowed me to drive greater creativity and innovation in how I was working and what we were doing. So reflective practice, if you haven't come across it, I would urge you to take some time to think. There's some fantastic work with Nancy Klein, Time to Think, but there's other work as well. There's various research institutions and publications you can go to look through for reflective practice. Just taking time to think, but a structured approach. Otherwise, our minds wander. And before you know it, we're thinking about all sorts of things other than the things that could really add value. So taking time to think. Once we've done that, though, where we want to go is curiosity. To drive creativity and innovation, the first stage has to be curiosity, and it requires that relaxed state of mind. But being curious about why things work the way they do, but not necessarily in our field or sector. What you want to start thinking about is unrelated things. Now, for many of you, you will have joined some webinars and podcasts and various other things that hopefully will have gained some extra learning in other areas. But if not, have a think about an area or a sector you really admire. You know, something, some area or sector that's just performing brilliantly. You love how they work. You admire the process and procedures they have in place, whatever it might be. And you love how creative they're being and how they can manage to just drive innovation. Have a think about that and really be curious. Inquire and examine what's going on there. How's it working? And that curiosity will allow you to start to break down steps or procedures that you could understand. Write these down. So write down a list of the key aspects of that particular field or sector or organization, and think about all those things you admire and how they could be applied to your work. And then take a step back and have a think about the bigger picture. What are you trying to achieve at work? What's the organization trying to achieve? How are you trying to do it right now? And just think about some of those steps and how you might be able to incorporate them. Unrelated, ideally unrelated to your topic. Our brain has an amazing ability to join abstract thoughts together. And this is why I think AI and you know, will never really ever get to the stage of a human brain. And I also, I think this is where learning, you know, we have various learning gurus who tell us how we should learn and how we do learn. Actually, you know, I've been to some learning programs and courses that I, at the time, I didn't think were of any value. But years later, a thought pops into my head from those sessions that I can now link to something I'm doing now. And before you know it, I've got something new and different and insightful that I've got. And this is the amazing ability of our brain. Our natural curiosity, our abstract way of combining thoughts, insights that would never seem possible. This randomness to how we can just join things together and create something brand new. So a relaxed state of mind, taking a step back and being curious, inquiring and examining something completely unrelated that you admire, something that's driving innovation and creativity, and picking up those elements to understand how could you apply them to what you're doing now. Taking a step back, looking at the big picture to say, what are we trying to achieve? Reflecting on the bigger picture. And then, and I do this quite often, which is then forgetting everything I know. If I had a blank canvas, what would I do differently? What would I do from scratch? If I was to do this piece of work from scratch, what would I do? Unrelated. And I try and take out everything. And the hardest bit is getting your brain to unknow what it knows. But taking a step back to say, if I was designing or creating whatever it is that you're working on now from scratch, what would I do if I was unrestricted in any way? And having a think about how you can drive greater creativity and innovation, not for the sake of it, but because it adds real value. So have a think about how you can drive creativity and innovation. This is now probably the perfect time, provided we can take control of our stress and anxiety, reflect, have an open state of mind that allows us to be curious, allows us to examine and inquire and explore. What is it other people are doing? What are the innovations coming out from other sectors of the field that we can really add value, or at least take the components of and look at those and how we can apply them to what we do? You know, there's an awful lot of insights that have come out from mimicking nature. Some of the you know, if I take you back to my pharmacy days, some of the drugs that we've got are synthetic versions of the natural stuff, and you know, copying is a really good way of trying to understand how you can do something differently. So copying, taking something from a completely unrelated field, an unrelated sector, and saying, how could I apply that here? And I would challenge you to do that. Something so abstract, something so unrelated, to say, how could I? Not could I, but how could I? And you never know what might fall out. So in this period of slower pace, this is an opportunity to drive greater creativity and innovation, not from a point of stressfulness. There's nothing worse than looking over your shoulder, but from a point of view of value. What can I really do now that I've got the chance? I've finally got an opportunity to think, to pause, to slow down, to breathe, and to reflect on everything that's going on around me and to see what else we can do. So innovation, creativity. Amrit Zander from The Engagement Coach, a podcast for today, and I will see you soon. Take care. Thanks very much.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.